This innovative modern dance company opened with a welcome dance, greeting City Honor students gathered in their auditorium. Dion Dong is Associate and Education Director of the Chen Dance Center. She stood on stage explaining the meaning of each dance performed and how the choreography celebrates the human spirit.
Our company presents contemporary works.
We are actually visiting several schools while we're in town. We also are working with local dancers. Many are from Buffalo, Nichols School, other schools, and they're learning company repertory to perform on Saturday with us.
How often do you travel and visit schools and teach and show what you perform?
We actually have a annual season where visiting school groups come to Chen Dance Center for 8 weeks in the winter. We don't bring this program out too much because we have so much work in New York City. So we actually haven't been back to Buffalo since 2008.
Okay, so that was Unison. Now we're going to have the dancers do this phrase in canon.
The contemporary dance is rooted into themes. Dong breaks down the choreography. Dancers first demonstrate without music. They use chairs and everyday movements. Students react to the use of waving to a friend on a bumpy bus.
Boink, boink. So the dance
is another dance is based on the energy of martial arts, where dancers use sticks and chairs. The piece is entitled Untold Lies.
You need good health, a strong, healthy body to do this, and also, the artistic integrity, because it is pretty demanding.
City Honor Juniors Moore Graham and Nick Gorman were impressed with the dance troupe's high energy and strength.
What did you think of it? It was so lively.
I really enjoyed it. It was very interesting to see the martial arts aspects and how everyday movements and actions can be incorporated into dance.
I thought it was amazing. Usually the only dance things I see were like things at musicals and stuff, but this contemporary dance was like a whole new world. It was so interesting to see, especially because it included some parts of Chinese culture too. It embedded them into the performance.
The local students learn more about traditional Chinese dance. In this lecture series, it was explained that sometimes they'll hold fans or swords to symbolize combat scenes. But Dong said not for fighting, for something called Warriors of Light. You could feel the energy and strength of the dancers. They leaped and turned using long bamboo poles.
We love meeting young audiences, and by the responses to the show, we have a sense of who they are. And it actually fuels our energy because this audience was just delightful, and we hope that we can reach many more students in the area.
I saw during some of the performances, their faces were just so emotive, and it was so impressive, like seeing performers on stage who just looked so into it and so energized.
And they were all extremely muscular, too. That's something I definitely noticed.
And basically, it's just a technique like anything else. So if we have some time together, quality time together, we can teach someone.
The final performance of the school lecture demo featured a celebration dance with Chinese red silk ribbons that flowed and spun in the air with the dancers' precise moves. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.